1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Got the guy on line one, Bud? Because I don't have any idea. And I was not, a gentleman's complaining that he recognizes the band that we played in the preceding hour, a high school band. Is that it?
He says that his daughter played in a band.
Tom, how are you?
Well, I'm not doing too good, because I'll tell you what I just heard on your program is I think there's a misappropriation of my daughter for commercial purposes. The band that you were playing last hour, is this Mr. Hendry?
Yes.
All right, sir. My name is Tom Alvin, and the band that you played last hour is the Winnetka High School Band in the Chicago area. My daughter lives there with her mother, and I recognize my daughter's in that band.
You recognized your daughter in the band. How?
Because of the very distinctive... my daughter is... I'll give you some background. I was a cornet player and a very good horn player, if I do say so myself, but I got an offer to move up in the company I was with. So I had told Catherine that she had no business putting her lips on a horn like that, and she insisted I want to do what Daddy did. I said, honey, I'm Daddy's proud of you, but she wanted to go ahead and blow on that, and you can hear. Could I hear a little bit more of that?
I want to be clear. Are you threatening to sue me?
I think you've misappropriated. My daughter is going to be a great woman. She doesn't have a lick of musical ability. She doesn't have a lot of ability other than to look good. And she is a good-looking girl. But you playing that. So how are you going to make this right for me? Because that's my daughter, and she embarrasses me to the point where I don't want to even leave the house tomorrow. And everyone heard it. Now I want to know how you make this right.
Get David on the line, will you?
Yeah, right away.
David G. Hall.
What is that?
That's music that he insists introduce him.
Yeah, what do you want?
This
is Darth Hall. Am I speaking with the... Who am I speaking with?
Well, this is David G. Hall. He's the vice president of our syndication.
Well, the band you're playing now, that sounds good. Is that my daughter?
No, that isn't your daughter. That's his theme music.
Let me understand. This is your boss?
Yes.
And he has theme music. Yeah, I've got my own theme music. Who am I speaking with? Mr. Hall, my name is Tom Alvin, and the disc jockey that you hired for this evening's programming has played a piece of music, and if you could play it again.
He says his daughter's in this band, David.
Well, I don't know what we can do. We'll send you a Phil Hendry Show T-shirt. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Just some.
That's all you want?
You're going to send me the Phil Hendry Show T-shirt?
Yes.
That's all I need. That's all I'm asking. See, I'm a reasonable guy. Don't ever bother me with this horse manure again. This is Darth Hall. I'm out. That's not my daughter's band?
No, that's his theme music. I recognize my daughter. I told her she had no right to put her lips around that horn. Daddy was a cornet player, but he was pretty good. Daddy was a cornet player. All right. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Tomorrow night is our web... No, Friday night. Why do I want to rush through the week, baby? Friday night's our webcast. It starts at 7, goes all the way to 10, 7 o'clock Pacific. And if you'd like to watch us, all you have to do is get your backstage pass, $6.95, at the website, www.philhendryshow.com. Tomorrow, sometime tomorrow... The Phil Hendry blog, GeorgeWBushIsGod.com, will be up and running. There you'll be able to read some of my political commentaries so that we will no longer pollute the airwaves of this show with political diatribes that so disturb those of you who are lovers of great comedy but don't want to know what my innermost feelings are, because then, you know, your fantasy about me is just destroyed. So we'll have my Phil Hendry Show blog, which will be... actually, just a Phil Hendry blog. I don't really want to even associate it with the show, because who knows what I'm liable to say. Nothing too offensive. Nothing certainly as offensive as Mr. Rifkin with his Natalie Holloway lookalike. Now, what was that?
I'm sorry, it was gas. Excuse me.
All right. 1-800-449. Imagine if a guy's fart sounded like that. Oh, wow, I've got a little bit of gas, honey. Excuse me. Oh, that's better. Oh, wait a minute. Pardon me. I really, you know, just the chili fries. Ah. 1-800 for that's just the sickest, stupidest thing in the world. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight is Dean Wheeler, Mr. Wheeler is with the Northern California Homeopathic Wellness Center, but he is also running for a spot on the supervisor board of San Alvo County. And Mr. Wheeler will talk to us about his campaign kickoff barbecue this weekend for supporters of his campaign to become a supervisor in San Alvo County. He has a problem. He doesn't know he's a Democrat, and there is a very heavy, racially mixed constituency in his county, and he doesn't really know that many black people, if any at all. So he's got a problem. He also has a reputation for being a racist, and he, quote, says, I don't know how I got that. I don't know where that started. All right, now coming up is going to be, this is a classic flashback, too. We got a flashback by request. It's every time I hear Jim Sadler and weightlifting in the same sentence, I'm just ready. I'm ready to have some fun. Dr. Jim Sadler on how ripped he is. Coming up on our classic flashback on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, it's time now for our classic flashback, and this is going to be a beauty. Well, I say classic. It's a flashback request, and it's from... Am I hearing music? Okay, go. Sometimes I worry about... Kind of like that cat from American... Beautiful Mind? I was going to say American Beauty, but that was the other... That wasn't even... That was another cat named Spacey. He got his brains blown out, but Beautiful Mind was Crow, and his brains were already blown out. All right. It's time now for our flashback request from Michael in Denver, Colorado. He says, Phil, a few years ago, Dr. Sadler was lifting weights in his garage and doing chin-ups in a Speedo on his front lawn just to give the old ladies in the neighborhood a cheap thrill. It was hilarious, and I would giggle endlessly if I could hear it again. Rock on, Michael, Denver, Colorado. Here it is from last summer, 2004, Dr. Jim Sadler.
Doc, are you crazy? Are you a moron? You gotta be crazy. Listen, I've been lifting since I was 20 and I'm 43. I don't need to be in the front yard showing off to everybody else.
But why do you hide
what I am?
Why do you hide it?
See who it, all they need to know is who I am inside. Not about looking at me on my front lawn. And I'll tell you right now, if I'm in your neighborhood, I'll be happy to walk up and say, hey man, could you put some pants on? Nobody else in the neighborhood wants to see your bronze little buns.
Well, you know, first of all, congratulations on your weightlifting career, and secondly, I wish you felt more free with yourself to be able to show off your physique, which you have earned, especially when you're giving some of the ladies in the neighborhood a break. I mean, look at half of these guys that they're married to. You see what I'm saying? If you're a little more European, you'd be out there on the front lawn in a nice brown thong or whatever you want to wear, showing the ladies what it's all about.
Hey, is that what I'd be
doing?
You're
kidding.
Man, you know what? This body's for my wife. It's not for anybody else. You got a wife. Share it with her. Not everybody else in the neighborhood.
What do you lift?
Where do I lift or what do
what,
I lift?
What do you lift?
As far as...
What, wait,
are you
what?
Talking max? Are you talking...
Yeah, what's your max?
Oh, my max has been over 400. Now it's probably 310.
Oh, really? How? What? Were you kind of sliding a little bit, huh?
As you get older, you know, other things take priority.
Well, listen
kids
to this.
Take priority. Wives take priority.
I'm going to
tell you right now, I have three daughters, and you know, I don't want any of them looking at your butt.
That was my point.
Do you do any of those DB presses? Can you do them seated?
BB presses for what?
I can do the max on a hip abductor machine. Listen to this. Oh, yeah.
Okay, look, Dr. Sadler.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear you.
That makes you a man?
Well, what are you talking about?
Look, this man made a good point.
That does nothing for me. That does nothing for me. Hey. And if you're trying to tell me that it's got something to do with 9/11, you're crazy.
No.
You're crazy, man.
The fact that...
Nothing in 9/11's got nothing to do with you wanting people to look at your body.
No, the fact that you don't want to wear a thong is because you're still afraid of 9/11.
Oh, I see. I see.
What?
What is my fear? That's what I want to know, because I see no fear in 9/11. Those people aren't intimidating to me. Those people aren't, you know, I don't worry about those people.
Have you ever done a hack squat calf raise?
Oh, come off it, man.
All right, look, Mr. Sadler or Dr. Sadler.
I am a doctor.
All right. The point here, and Kenny alluded to it, if he has daughters who are coming in and out of the house and see this, wouldn't you respect the father who comes over and says, would you mind, my daughters are out here?
Well, I mean, what's he afraid of? 9/11, that's what he's afraid of. Why is he...
What? Wait a minute, he's saying, I don't care, maybe even my wife doesn't care. My kids, I care about them.
That's right, and I say, hey man, how about if you're going to put that thong on, go to your backyard instead of the front yard, because nobody in the neighborhood wants to see it.
Well, I would say this, Kenny. The day that you're able to put your pain away for 9/11 is the day you'll be out on your lawn doing swish kicks in a thong.
Hey! Beautiful thing. There it is. That's Dr. Jim Sadler. Swish kicks? Dr. Jim Sadler, from last summer, a flashback request from Michael in Denver. If you'd like to hear something that you've heard on a previous show, you want to hear it again, you might think, well, you know, that's pretty cool. I want to hear that one again. You can email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. And this is one of those weeks where I'm totally backlogged on the email. If you haven't gotten a response from me, you will. I don't know. There must be like 600-700 emails in there that I have not. So I haven't been able to forward along a lot of your requests, but we're already sort of backlogged on the request thing too. In any event, we'll get to them. Remember, on Friday night, our webcast begins at 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want a backstage pass to check out our webcast, which will feature...
God, talk much? You said a bad word.
I didn't say a bad word. Now what is that? You're going to call up? Yeah. What is that?
That's his theme music.
That's the freaking Olympic theme, you turd. What number is... It's 13? God, you're going to get me fired. Yes, David.
First of all, who put up that fag-ass Olympic theme?
That wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it was. He did it.
Don't you ever introduce me with that gay... Because it sounds like Lance Armstrong is talking about swish kicks.
All right, look. What is the problem? Yeah, I know...
You said fecal matter.
No, I didn't. I said we're going to feature.
Well, I heard it come out fecal.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm out.
How's that feel, man? You go squealing on me and he doesn't give a crap. We're going to feature a special MC, guest MC, for our webcast on Friday night, Herb Sewell. That's right. Herb is out of the halfway house for a night. He's not doing any research on his book. He's not going to be fly fishing at Bishop. Yes, the pervert we all love. The formerly incarcerated child molester and abuser of women, now out and free after 8 years of electroshock and insulin shock, Herb Sewell, our special MC on The Phil Hendry Show, starting at 7. Now, you'll be seeing Herb during the commercial breaks, which means those of you who do not have a backstage pass and can only listen to the show, you won't see Herb, and you're not going to hear him, because he'll only be for our backstage pass members who will be watching the show. Herb will be the special guest MC. I'm sure you'll hear all about his disgusting, sick, and twisted life. All right, so that's what's happening. Coming up tonight, we have Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Bullcrap Institute, some kind of a homeopathic deal. I saw this article, and it reminded me of something I'm reading, and I'm going to just lay it on you. And if you call Mr. Hall, I'm going to punch you until your face just is not recognizable.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It says here, skinny dippers spark morality debate. A heat wave in China has led to a rash of nude swimming this summer, sparking a moral debate over whether such skinny dips should be allowed. Now, I don't need to read the rest of this story because it might as well come out of America. It's the same kind of a story that we would hear here in America. Now, I'm reading this book, and the book's called After the Ice. Now, forget about what it's called, but basically it traces the history of man from the time the ice started to melt, 20,000 B.C., to the point where we really got our act together and formed cities. What were we doing between the time the ice melted and we were a bunch of hunter-gatherers walking around in loincloths and the time we actually formed cities? So I got to this point in the book. Now, dig this. This is like 10,000 B.C. This is before Jesus. This is before any Jews, Muslims. This is back Well, you want to know what we were worshiping? And this was in every, this wasn't in, just in every home, but it was in public places. In some of the first villages that were ever formed on the face of the earth. And what that means is this is when we began to farm. Before that, we were going out and we were hunting squirrel and stuff. Now, we've put down roots. We've got crops that we're growing, so we don't have to move anywhere. We can just stay there and have our crops grow. The women would grind up the meal and the you know, whatever the hell it was, the wheat, right, in a bowl with a pestle, you know, the thing that you grind things with. It was a phallic symbol. It's like a penis. In the homes, there were statues of male figures with an erect...
Wow, really?
Yes. So in other words, there was a time in the history of our race, the human race, where it never even occurred to us that this was bad or wrong or indecent or something that a kid shouldn't see. It was in the home, and it was a symbol of bounty, a symbol of plenty, and a symbol of, like, food. See? And yet, now, you can't do that, man. You're going to get thrown in jail. If you were in a kitchen right now with a penis-shaped thing that you're making, like, cornflakes with, they'd throw you in jail. And yet, at one time, the human race believed that it was a symbol of nothing more than plenty and bounty. Now, my theory is sometime between then and now, something went very wrong with the way we view sex. That will be the subject of our dissertation coming up next. Thought we'd milk that for all we could, and probably we'll do a little bit more this evening. That's not the last you've heard of that. You know, I was telling a friend of mine that there is always... What did I do now, man? I didn't say anything dirty.
How long are you going to beat that bit to death? If I got to hear that bad band one more time, I'm going to run out of the house, have a heart attack, and take hostages. Stop it already with that Birdland. Besides, I got to talk to you about something.
What?
I heard you mention something on your show yesterday that you want to do a one-man show.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're planning it.
Whoa. You're who? What do you mean, who? We're planning it. What does that mean?
I mean that I'm getting a one-man show together. We're going to do a bit.
You know full well that the energies of this company are focused on Dr. Laura's one-woman show. In my not-so-humble opinion, it's going to be fantastic.
I didn't know that all the energies of the company...
We're doing everything we can for Laura's show. We're not concentrating on your show. What have you got to offer? What kind of thing are you going to present to the audience when we have Dr. Laura's wit and comedy? We can bring her out in front of thousands of people, and she'll just absolutely slay them. They'll be rolling in the aisles, puddles of urine. What are you going to do?
I'm not saying she's not going to be interesting.
Look, I just got to tell you one thing. I don't want you making these unilateral decisions about things. We're doing the Dr. Laura show, in my not-so-humble opinion, or whatever the hell it's called. I forget. She came up with it. I guess we'll go with it. And it's going to be great. And you come on and say, I'm going to do a one-man show, too.
I didn't think there'd be a conflict.
Well, there is. Anytime it comes, there's always a conflict.
Why?
If it's Laura and somebody else, there's always a conflict. So what I'm saying is...
Look, you're going to get in some trouble.
I did. You know what I'm saying. I'm just trying to be a little word of the... Look, you're going to break my rear end on this. Is that what you're going
to
do?
I'm saying to you, I happen to think I got something to offer. I want to do a one-man show.
Okay, look. Seacrest is going to introduce Laura. They're going to bring him in on a big chair, okay?
Right.
We need somebody to carry the chair. So if you could be, you know, I...
Yeah, I'm hanging up now.
How dare you?
I told you, you're not going to get any movement.
Oh, listen to you, bud, all this corporate talk. You're not going to get any movement, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I don't think there's going to be much lateral, you know, forward momentum on this baby.
Oh, okay, Mr. CEO. How about if we get this puppy up off the mat?
I don't think you're going to get wheels up on this deal.
Yeah, all right, man. In any event, we're going to do a one-man show, whether they like it or not. You can carry Seacrest's chair. 1-800-449-8686 coming up. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Homeopathic Wellness Institute to talk about his run for a supervisor position in San Alvo County and how he's going to try and woo the black vote, even though he doesn't really know any black people and is, quite frankly, afraid to shake their hand. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So we're traveling to New York. We're going to take the family to New York on the week of the 6th. This, I never really announce vacations that I take. And you'll notice we don't do the whole, this is the best of the Phil Hendry Show. I think it's a little presumptuous, number one, to replay some show. If ever there was a show ever invented in the history of the world that could rightfully say when they replay a show, this is the best, I think it's ours. I mean, I don't know how to say this other than to just say it. That we actually do radio on this show that's worthy of repeating. When I hear a, you're listening to the best of Sean Hannity. I mean, Sean's a nice guy and a very sweet kid. And he's a big fan of mine. And anyway, well, he is. What can I tell you? But I wouldn't necessarily be so bold as to jump out there with the best of Hannity. In any event, you're doing fine, Sean. I understand that they like you at ABC. I spoke with John McConnell. I spoke with some people. They like you. I want you to quit calling me and worrying. God. I don't know what they're going to do. You're going to be fine. They like you a lot. They like you at Fox. Combs likes you a lot. You know that your success rests on Alan Combs. You know that, don't you? You know that you'd be nothing without him. You couldn't carry a show by yourself. You need that walleye. I mean, you need Alan Combs because he's a marvelous talent. And he's so necessary to that program because when you make sense, you got to have a guy that sounds like a jackass. And there he is. In the history of man in this world, I can't understand why they won't let that Hannity, who's very good, just do the thing by himself. They let a guy like O'Reilly do it by himself, if you'll pardon the expression, do it by himself. Except his radio show, which he's got, whatever that chick's name is. We met her at the comedy festival. What was she doing at the comedy festival? Probably try to meet somebody whose show she'd really like to work on. But they put Sean in there with that Alan Combs cat. And then he's like, he's plugging his, I forget it. It's all sounding like sour grapes. I'm very happy with my whole life. Everything's going great. The family couldn't be happier. The kids are healthy. All of that funny looking crap that Catherine had on her kisser when she came back from the park or from the camp is all cleared up. It ain't itching anymore. And of course, we get every kind of, I think it could be chiggers. Do you know what chiggers are? Why, you dirty, ow! And I said chigger, you idiot. Oh. You mean like those little animals that, yeah, no, they're called gnats, man. A better word for it. I said they think they're just sand gnats. Well, she had a fever of 101. It could be some new strain of measles. Yeah, that's what's happening. Somebody have sex with another monkey? And instead of, now it's just like a really bad measles? Some dude ate some cat decided to barbecue just a little more monkey. Just for old time's sake. What are you doing? I don't know, man. Turn that fire off right now. No, I want it. Turn it off. You're not barbecuing any more monkey meat. Don't you understand what happened? I know. I feel bad about it. You feel bad about it? The whole freaking continent's dying from that. HIV positive. I'm HIV positive. And you want to know why? Because of that barbecue you had at your hut last week. That monkey meat's got to go, baby. Well, I think it's very tasty. I like the monkey ribs. I understand. Nobody loves a good monkey rib like me. But now, because of all this contaminated monkey, this ape meat you've been serving up at these twice weekly these things you want to have just because we got a chess club. Jesus, you're driving me nuts with that. Well, I think it's very important for us to bond. Okay, fine. Can't we bond over some clam chowder or a beer? You with these monkey ribs is driving me around a bend. Now, you know what? You heard the latest, haven't you? No. A whole new aberrant strain of chicken pox. Well, it ain't that bad. Well, no, but then who needs chicken pox, right? I got my freaking shot, man. I had it as a kid. I don't need it again. And this attacks the genitals. That's bad. Well, all right. Just get that monkey meat out of here, and we won't, I don't even want to talk about it. So in any event, she's fine, and the boys are great. As a matter of fact, I called the house, and I said, what are they doing? Now, they're all like 19, 18, and 16. They're wrestling. Only now when they wrestle, like windows get broken, a whole floor collapses. So we're going to go to New York. My second oldest son's never been there. My third, we took on the anniversary of 9-11 2002, the one-year anniversary. We all went back to New York, and you guys might remember we did the broadcast. And we were there 6 weeks after 9-11. Then we went back the year later. And we had the kids with us, and it was really a trip for them. I thought it was really important for them to see it, and it did have an impact. And my son said, I want to go see the Statue of Liberty. I said, great, let's go. So we're driving down that Belt Parkway there, and he's looking out, and he's looking out at the horizon, he's looking out, and he goes, there it is! He could see the Statue of Liberty. He goes, there it is! Well, we got down there, and the park guy said, no, it's closed. Can't go inside. And Chris said, I do not want to go out there then. I said, come on, we can just go out there and walk around. No, if I can't go inside and stare out of the eyeball, I ain't going. He always saw himself standing on the torch, just, you know, waving to the throng. So when we go back, we'll do all that cheesy stuff. Empire State Building. What's the other deal they got? That's it, isn't it? Just the Empire State Building? Everything else is... No, it's Ellis Island.
What's that?
It's where the immigrants came in.
On an island? I thought they came on a boat.
Aren't you funny? And some of that other stuff. So we'll be gone for the whole week. And actually, I can use the vacation. It'll be kind of a cool thing. We're coming up on the Dean Wheeler segment of our program. Mr. Wheeler will be with us. He's running for public office, and he wants a little advice, or he's trying to get some input, or he's just going to be speculating along with me as to how he might win the minority vote. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Speaking of the webcast, when you watch the webcast on Friday night, you'll be seeing three camera views. And I know I've been talking about this, but we're going to talk about it a little bit more. We're very proud of it. And, you know, Harry's in there. He's adjusting his he's got a, there's a camera on Harry's screen in the show, and we got one on the studio, and we have one on me. And Herb Sewell will be the special MC, so that when Herb comes on, you'll see him in all of his glory. Although, he's out fishing, isn't he, bud?
Yeah, he's up at Bishop doing some fly fishing.
I mean, what is it with that guy? The cat's a... the dude is like a child molester. I know he's, you know, he's fly fishing.
Yeah, it's one of his passions.
One of his passions. And Walter Belhaven, who killed 100 people with his bare hands, loves to conduct nature walks on the grounds of the psychiatric hospital.
Right.
Anyway, Herb joins us now from... Where are you, Herb?
Phil, I'm actually in Tulare, California right now. I'm on my way up to Bishop. We're going to do just... I'm trying. I've got my entry fee, but I don't know if I'm going to make it on time for the Far West Bass Tournament. And
the Far West Bass Tournament? You,
I'm sorry?
You're a bass fisherman?
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, I love it. It's one of my passions. One of my passions, yes. But I hope I have my... I don't know if they've closed down all the entries, so, you know, I'm going to see if I guess you could say I'm on a fishing expedition, you know, to try and get into this thing, but we'll see what we can do.
All right. You're going to be the MC for our webcast, right?
I am, Phil. I'm very much looking forward. I'm hoping I'll be able to get back in time. I do believe that I will, but I don't know whether or not I'll be able to stop by the halfway house and change. And certainly I don't know what's going to occur between there and him, and between Los Angeles and where I am right now, or in Bishop as I come south, because you know, you don't know. If you hear a little bit of the scratching on the box, you stop at a rest stop, and, well, you see a public lavatory, and, of course, the natural inclination, I would think, for anyone is to investigate.
What are you talking about, man? You know, you're still on parole. You understand that?
I'm Phil. Look, Phil, I'm making a joke.
Nothing to joke about. Do you understand?
You're absolutely right, yes.
Okay, nothing to joke about.
All right, but I do want to tell you that I may smell a fish. You know, no, but that's not here nor there.
You may smell a fish from fishing.
Sure, whatever you say.
Get out of here, you pervert. That guy's going to host my freaking webcast? 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, Dean Wheeler on his run for the supervisor job in San Alvo County. How can he get the minority vote when he has rarely ever shaken one of their hands? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.